Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Thanks for pressing play on another edition of another Dolphins podcast. The 2025 NFL schedule has been released, and joining me to discuss everything from week one against the Colts through week 18 against the New England Patriots, Mr. Joshua Houts, how are you today?
Good, man. We woke up pretty early to do this one, so got the fuzzies in my eyes. Kids are still in bed, so this should be a good podcast. And excited to talk about the schedule and, you know, all the schedule release videos that came out of it. Because, I mean, if you're social media, you're part of the Dolphins or any of those 32 teams, media teams, this had to be one of the most – this is your Super Bowl, for being completely honest.
Every month, there's something new on the NFL calendar to celebrate, right? Every month, we have something different to look forward to. And this is the opportunity for these billion-dollar companies to flex their stuff with these marketing teams, these creative teams. And Josh, there have always been some really cool ones. The Chargers, the Pop-Tarts. Like, whether it's Microsoft Paint or whether you're using Adobe Premiere, I always thought you could have a lot of fun with something like the schedule release. What did you think of this year's social media class?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know that I've got to see all of them yet. But again, the Chargers, man, I think like you can have disdain in your heart or dislike Justin Herbert because, you know, him and Tua went back to back. That'll always be a thing. But their social media team or their media team is just light years ahead of everyone else. I mean, you can see it in the time they spend. I think you have all the stuff written down here, but that was like a 5-minute video they put out, all created in Minecraft, or at least looked like it was all created in Minecraft. Unlike the Colts, they did get their rights to that. So I absolutely thought the Chargers once again won this thing. And I like the Seattle Seahawks. That was another one I saw going around. It was like all vintage old school action figures. Like this week, Steve Largent's coming, and it was like really well done. It looked like one of those early 90s cartoons for like, you know, Ninja Turtle toys or Ghostbusters and things like that. So there were some really cool ones out there. What were your thoughts? I mean, which ones did really stood out to you? And then we'll get into our thoughts on the Dolphins. Because when I first saw the Dolphins, I went, you know, this is much better than what we've seen in years past. But as you start to dissect it and really get down into it, and maybe it wasn't.
We're all about the creativity. Josh, we do a podcast. We've been writing about the Miami Dolphins for what, a decade? Each of us, at least, something like that. If you do things time and time again, you expect to kind of approach things differently. You know, we do the NFL draft, we're going to compare players to Pokemon just for something different to have a little bit of fun. Last year, the Dolphins really pigeonholed themselves with the fastest schedule release, where they totally, Josh, I think the video was like 14 seconds long. It was Raheem Mostert and Tyreek Hill sitting there in front of a computer, and they just kind of mushed some buttons, and then all of a sudden it has the schedule go really fast. Can't even read the schedule. This year, it seemed like they were the Sacramento Kings lighting the beam from down deep in the ocean, man. I thought it was sick starting with Zach Thomas. Thought that was cool. But outside of that, man, I thought this video was just weird. It was like 40 seconds of a Dolphin swimming around, and then it, by the time you know, the schedule started showing up, week one against the Colts, we're at the 45 second mark. Like, the entire video is a minute and 19 seconds. It just seems like if you're doing a schedule release, let's talk about the schedule, right? We're completely missing the point here. If you want to say the Dolphins are fast, have an F1 car driving around Hard Rock Stadium, you know, and then you're drive by a Colt or something. I don't know, dude. Just have some fun with it. I know the Dolphins have a really great creative team. Totally missed the mark with this, man. I know, dude, I will say it's May 18th. We have nothing else to talk about, so we are going to complain about a schedule release video.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do, right? So, I mean, when you first see it, it does look like almost like Echo the Dolphin, like next gen style, right? They're swimming around in the water. And then from there on, I mean, it just was, it was just baffling. There was a white two in there at some point. Their eyes are glowing. I mean, it had white to be walkers. Done with AI, right? Yeah, white one. It had to be done with AI, right? Like, at first I gave them credit and I was like, you know, this is just their team. Like, they probably put this thing together. It took them tons of hours, but I feel like they used AI. We're killing rainforests, you know, to make these schedule release videos. You got people posting pictures of them as didn't like world leaders use AI to make themselves babies or something? Like, what are we doing with this stuff? So I do not know what's going on here. I was hoping to see a better, you know, presentation from the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, for as awesome as Zach Thomas was, the fact that he's saying we're not looking back, yet it's Zach Thomas talking. I mean, yep. What are we doing? We know that our best years haven't been here. What, they were 20 years ago. But like you said, the biggest part of this is the schedule release. And even at the end of it, they're flashing through these teams and you can barely even see what week it is. So thank God that social media, and we knew the schedule, what, like 8 a.m. in the morning, right? They make this huge ordeal, but credit to whoever breaks it down. I mean, we have been able to pick a piece this entire schedule, I think, for the past 3 or 4 years. But overall, man, I wish I would have saw something like Minecraft or, you know, anything differently that maybe, you know, would have been like, oh man, that was some creative stuff, like a Game of Thrones entire thing, like based off Game of Thrones, going around dan dan dan, dan to the different, like, whatever. I don't know, but they did miss the mark. But all that really matters is that the team comes out and plays when it matters most. But I was a little bit disappointed. And then the Colts, man, what were your thoughts on the Colts? Because that blew my mind that they had to come out and issue an apology for arresting Tyreek Hill. It was so cute looking too, and I'm like, I don't understand.
So you got your marketing team, man. You know, you're a billion-dollar company, and your marketing team, man, let's just say it's $500,000, just to make it really rough here. Your marketing team makes your billion-dollar company have to send out a press release that says, we apologize to the company Microsoft and Tyreek Hill. That is absolutely insane to me. So the Colts, they also did Minecraft week one. They had Tyreek the Dolphin get arrested by the Coast Guard, I think it was. And Tyreek came out and said he thought the video was funny. But I mean, man, what, it was up for like 4 hours before the Colts decided to take it down. Another thing that kind of missing the mark there, I think the response from the internet was solid. I think it, you know, it absolutely blew up. But I mean, you can't be risking things like that. You, like, there's such a great opportunity to be funny, and you can't be walking the line. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you've written down here, didn't they hit Will Levis with a bus? Like, I think people completely overlooked that. You're apologizing to Tyreek Hill for something that actually happened, yet you're running Will Levis over with an absolute bus. So, I mean, and it is crazy because, you know, they spent countless hours on that. And then to not even have Microsoft's permission, I mean, what are we doing here? I think the Jets also said they had a Minecraft video. I think they bailed on that for whatever reason. I mean, I guess once you see the Chargers, I'd probably bail on it too. But Colts pivoted to MS Paint, or NBA Paint or whatever it was. Wasn't too bad, but I feel so bad for those people, you know, that spent probably months as a group, you know, collectively bringing this thing together, and then to A, not have permission, or, you know, to have to apologize to Microsoft, to have to apologize to Tyreek Hill. You're hitting Will Levis with a bus. I mean, you had to be pretty down and out if you were the Colts at that point, right? I mean, it felt like nothing you could do was working out. So, yeah, I thought they were nice. I do need to go back and watch some of them. I was going to try to maybe piece together each team's, you know, schedule release part against the Dolphins just to see what they were like, but I was like, dude, that might take too much time. I ain't nobody got time for that.
I went over this in my notes, but for the Chargers Minecraft video, 500 combined hours in game, 3 to 5 meetings each week, and everything done in-house. But Josh, the Colts going back to Microsoft Paint, I still think you can have a fun release with Microsoft Paint. I think that's definitely something that you have an opportunity for. We might lose a couple subscribers, Josh, with what I'm about to say here. But I think my favorite schedule release video. Did you see what the Bills did? The Bills used AI.
They used the real AI, right?
They used Allen Iverson, dude. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. See, something so stupid. AI has no connection to the city of Buffalo whatsoever. And they just call him up. They have him, you know, go over a Skype call, basically, and just... Here's a picture of the schedule. He refuses to say go Bills in the actual video itself. It's just so perfect.
That's amazing. Man,
I hate to give the Bills some credit there, but I just thought that was like, that was genius.
Yeah. And a lot of these were genius. I wish though that one day we get to have one like the Eagles. Cause I was like, okay, what'd they do? They're the Super Bowl champs. And it's just like this super slow mo, like dramatic music of them just with the Lombardi trophy, like showing their schedule. And I'm just like, that's what we want, right? Yeah. We don't need the F1. Vroom, vroom, vroom. We don't need this AI slop. We want that Lombardi trophy or even a wild card trophy if they start giving those out.
All right, Josh, you ready? Are you ready to talk about some actual football games?
In May, yes, let's do it.
Week one, the Miami Dolphins start the year on the road at the Colts. And Josh, first question. We were just talking about the schedule release. Tyreek came out, said it was funny, and then he actually posted a couple more videos on social media making fun of the Colts. Do we already got our first storyline of the year?
Yeah, I think we do, right? I mean, last year he got arrested week one, right? So that's not even like, so that we have to have a better start to the season than that. So to know that he's coming into this, I mean, he can say it's funny, but you know, they threw a little bit of shade at you, right? You have to have a little bit of a ill will in your heart, and you want to go out there and make them pay for that. So first week against the Colts, you know, a former division rival. I remember back in the day, you know, they were part of the AFC East. I wish we would have went to the South. Wouldn't that have been nice? But yeah, I think this is our first storyline. The first thing I thought when I saw this was, are we going to see Tyler Warren, a guy that we love pre-draft, just like dump on us in week one? Because that would hurt so bad. Like, he breaks all these rookie records and it's just our guy. I mean, I'm happy to death with Kenneth Grant, but knowing that Tyler Warren's on that other team and how much we had respected him throughout the pre-draft process, I was intrigued by that matchup as well.
The only thing there, Josh, is it's going to have to be all the tush pushes. I mean, that was one of our favorite things about Tyler Warren pre-draft is that, hey, he can line up in the backfield and get you yard because they don't have a quarterback that can throw him the football. And this is going to come back to bite me. But you look at that quarterback room. I think the Dolphins are May 18th, and we're talking about this, 1.5 point favorites on the road.
Yeah.
Fine, I guess. I look back to last year's game and the Dolphins should have won that game with a backup quarterback, but it was a fumble that got in the way. Kind of feel like it's going to be the same thing. Josh, weeks 2, 3, and 4, I think this is super interesting, and I'm surprised it took me a little while to realize it. Every AFC East opponent. So week 2, you're hosting New England. Miami's lone 1 p.m. Sunday game in September. Then you're on the road Thursday night football in Buffalo, and then you're hosting the Jets on Monday night football. That's a 7:15 kickoff because I think that's one of those doubleheader weekends where you got that second game coming on at like 8:30. But what are your thoughts here? All your division rivals back to back to back that early in the year.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the a lot of the rumblings on social media, we're on Blue Sky, right? A lot of them are like, okay, those first few weeks, I'm on Reddit as well, some other sites. Oh, the first few weeks of the season, you know, everyone's like, oh, we can start this year off, you know, really strong. And I'm looking at them like, dude, after Indy, I mean, Indy's probably going to be tough in its own right. But then you have your division rivals who, let's be honest, every year that's a coin flip. I mean, we remember the Dolphins being absolute dismal, having giving Tom Brady some absolute nightmares. So I think this is going to, you know, lay the groundwork, obviously. I mean, you can go there and you know, win all three of those, you're feeling real good, right? You're feeling the top of the division, high as hell on your high horse because the Bills are one of those teams. But all of these teams are different. You know, New England Patriots, the huge story there. We've always joked, Tua Tagovailoa 7-0 against, you know, the New England Patriots. Well, what is he against Mike Vrabel? That's what I'm considering, right? Mike Vrabel's now the head coach there. So going to be an entirely different game against them. The Bills are the Bills. The New York Jets are a much better team. So, you know, after those first four weeks after the first quarter of the season, I mean, we're going to have a pretty good grasp and, you know, of course we will, but a pretty good grasp of what the Dolphins are and how they are going to fit against some of these other AFC East teams who, you know, have all improved this year where, you know, maybe some teams or some people think the Dolphins may not have.
Weeks 5 through 8 are 4 straight 1 p.m. games at Carolina, at home against the Chargers, at Cleveland, at Atlanta. Josh, in like December, maybe January, the teams Miami's going to face, like the home opponents and the road opponents, it just really felt like that Cleveland game was going to be another December, maybe early January type game. What are your thoughts here on this stretch where you're not really dealing with any major weather challenges? getting Cleveland.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Went out of the way that early.
Yeah, I mean, it's you got to feel pretty good for the Dolphins, right? I mean, you look at their schedule, and it does seem like you kind of avoid some of that cold weather that's been such a Achilles heel over the past few seasons. Again, there's just so much uncertainty here. The Carolina Panthers, I mean, they actually look like a decent team towards the end of last year, right? Mm-hmm. Bryce Young started to put things together. They got Tet McMillan in the draft. That team's going to be completely different. The Chargers, I mean, this is that huge marquee matchup, right? Every year we want to see what Tua Tagovailoa and Justin Herbert do. Last time they faced, it looks like, at home was in 2020. The Dolphins, you have 29-21. Last time the Dolphins faced them in 2023, the Dolphins being 36-34. So I don't know that Justin Herbert has had a chance to get the upper hand on the Dolphins. Dolphins are 11-5 all time against the Chargers, but that's the game that I really want to see how that one comes together, because Cleveland, we're going to see what happens with their quarterback situation. They have a very, very good defense, but the Chargers, man, they should be, again, a playoff contender. They got better this year. Amari and Hampton was a guy you loved pre-draft, right? Okay. They drafted him, and now John Harbaugh is going to be riding those, riding that thing. I think they even got Rondae Gadsden Jr. as their tight end. So it's going to be a fun matchup there. I just look at these first 8 weeks, and they could go either way, right? I mean, and that's the beauty of the NFL. I mean, that's cliche as it sounds. So it's hard not to get excited about a Chargers-Dolphins matchup, though, at this point. Cleveland, how do you feel about the Browns? I mean, I feel like Shooter Sanders right now is like kind of running away with that job, at least, running away with that job. And that's a wild card, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
The only thing I'd say about that, Josh, is he was running away with the NFL draft too, right? Like the idea that like he was going to be a top 15 pick, a first, like I'm not even trying to throw shade, but it's another thing when, you're actually under the spotlight and we see things are happening. I mean, there's a bunch of media narratives. I know everyone wants him to succeed. Everybody's wondering, even people who don't follow the NFL want to know why he fell. all these different storylines. But until we see it in the preseason, I'm going to hold off there. I think they also have Joe Flacco in the building too, so that would be another another interesting plop twist if you just have two rookies and it's freaking Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't they have like five quarterbacks? I think they have like well, they drafted Dylan Gabriel too, and I think there were
Kenny Pickett.
No. Yeah, and they're So I mean, they have a loaded room. I want to see them on Hard Knocks. The other game you mentioned was Atlanta, and I know a lot of people are making a big deal, lefty on lefty, right? We're gonna have Michael Penix versus Tua Tagovailoa. I wish I had written down the last time that something like that happened. Mark Brunell and like Steve Young. I don't even know. That would have been forever ago. But yeah, so we get to see the left arm of God will be very happy to watch those two guys play. Atlanta, though, another team, right? Kind of a wild card. They got Bijan Robinson. They're getting better. Not really sure how I feel about Penix at this point, but that's what we're going to see, right? We'll know by week eight. We'll probably have a pretty good grasp of what that offense is. And is it going to be a Kyle Pitts game? I mean, I don't know how you feel about Kyle Pitts, man, but every year, dude, I draft that man in fantasy. Please don't let me do it this year. Please, God, do not let me do it this year, but I know I will.
Where do you think Kirk Cousins is going to go? Just to kind of go off on a curve there.
Yeah, he's still that wild card, right? I mean,
Cleveland was one of the teams, and Cleveland is so weird, Josh, because Shadur, Dylan Gabriel, and Kenny Pickett are three guys that I don't think are cold weather quarterbacks. Joe Flacco, I think, is the ideal cold weather quarterback. You saw what he did with Baltimore. The, hey, I'm going to throw it downfield. Either it's Jacoby Jones catches it for 60 yards, or it's going to be pass interference. It's just a very weird situation. But that was one of the Cousins spots. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah. The other team I keep thinking about is maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I know they've been flirting with Aaron Rodgers, and they also drafted Will Howard. So yeah, I don't know, man. It's just crazy. Kirk Cousins, like what? For a couple years, right? There was like a 4-year period where he was like that guy that everyone wanted. And then it's just a crazy story the way that the Falcons quarterback room has played out, right? I mean, everyone wrinkled their nose when they took Penix, and it actually kind of worked out for him. So I don't know where Kirk Cousins will land. I don't even think Kirk Cousins knows where he'll land. So say a prayer for him.
My favorite game of the season. This is going to be the weirdest game of the season because nearly every time these two teams play, something strange happens. I think Brian Flores broke Lamar Jackson's brain that one time. There was that one time where Lamar Jackson just broke the Dolphins. There was 2022 where Tua threw six touchdowns and Miami was trailing by, 21 in the fourth quarter. But man, week 9 at home against Baltimore, Thursday night football, October 30th. That is my game of the year right there. I think that's going to be a very, very fun football game.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, every time they have played over the last like 5 years, it's just been so fun. I mean, that was even that one team the Dolphins beat when they went 1-16 that one season. So yes. There's so much history here with the Ravens. Which side of the Dolphins are we going to see? I mean, I think we all look back at that 6-touchdown performance from Tua as like, I don't want to say the peak of our, you know, this Tua era, but I mean, that was just unheard of to see him do that stuff. And then to have the complete other side of the coin, right? Lamar Jackson just absolutely gashed us. So which Dolphins team will show up? We know the Ravens are going to be a great team. That's a primetime game, which we'll get into that. I mean, the Dolphins are on primetime, man, way too many times for my liking.
Oh, yeah.
But all of our friends, our family will let us know how they do, I'm sure, like they always do. But yeah, man, Baltimore Dolphins, those are always fun games. And it has to have a lot to do with just Lamar Jackson, Tua Tagovailoa, and just all the uncertainty that's sure to follow.
Week 10, also at home, the Buffalo Bills. Josh, they have a 3-game stretch here, starting with Baltimore week 9. You do get that, you know, mini bye, quote unquote, getting that Thursday night football before Sunday at home against Buffalo. And then week 11, you're in Spain to face Washington. That might be the toughest 3-game stretch of the entire year.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, just like primetime games, those overseas games, man, I mean, we don't really have very good memories of those. I think Germany was the last one we felt really good. You know, the Dolphins, it's Tyreek Hill's going to get his revenge, and it just didn't work out. We remember leaving Joe Philbin behind over there. I mean, there's been so many memories we have of the overseas games and the Commandos, man. I mean, that Dan Quinn, what they did in year one, I mean, I know Jaden Daniels has so much to do with that, but I mean, that team looks great. Didn't they trade for Debo Samuel too? Is that where Samuel ended up? I mean, that is a horrendous 3-game stretch there. Thankfully, the Dolphins, will have the bye after Washington, but dude, Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington, that's the queasy part of the schedule if we're looking at it right now.
I thank you for not bringing up, since I get to bring it up, you forgot the London game against Jim Harbaugh, or Urban Meyer. Sorry, the Jags game, Miami's 1-7. And the kicker about that game, dude, I don't know if you remember. I think teams have a say of if they are playing overseas, when their bye is, or if they're just playing like an international game, they can kind of talk with NFL, hey, do you want your bye following this week? And 9 times out of 10, I think it makes a lot of sense. But that year, I don't know if you remember, when you faced the Jags and you lost to Urban Meyer, his one, I think it was his one win in the NFL, the Dolphins didn't take their bye the following week. They lost 2 more games after that, dude. It was absolutely insane to me. So I'm happy to see week 12 bye. And it's also late in the year, too. So hopefully it gets you a little refreshed for that final push.
And that's what we always look at, right? I remember we used to complain, oh, man, these early byes, they don't help us out. You got this late year bye. Let's hopefully capitalize off that. We know injuries are going to pile up. We know we joked about the, 13 different variations of offensive line play we've seen. We know, you know, the different health issues with this Dolphins roster. Please, please, please let us have, you know, if we're crawling into that bye week, let's hope that we're coming out of there fully recharged and, you know, with a winning record, right? I mean, this, if you get to that landmark and what are we, 2, 4, 6, that'd be what? We'd be about 11 games into the year. I mean, you're feeling what? 7-4, 8-3. I mean, you're probably feeling pretty damn good if you can go into the bye week at that and, you know, get fully charged to come out of that to play a New Orleans Saints team who a lot of uncertainty there as well, right? I think they got Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shaw's there, like a 28-year-old rookie quarterback. So a lot of uncertainty with a lot of these teams with new coaches and staffs.
Yeah, Derek Carr just flat out just retired a few weeks ago. That was kind of a curveball. Yeah, 7-4, man, would be really nice, but I'm even just trying to think of it because, hey, I'm a Dolphins fan and I like the abuse. I mean, if you're 5-6, you get to the bye, you're crawling to the bye at 5-6. You got the Saints, you're on the road against the Jets, you're on the road in Pittsburgh for Monday Night Football, Cincinnati, Sunday Night Football, Tampa Bay, and New England. If you're 5-6, can you go, 5-1 over the second stretch there after the bye?
I don't know, man. I was hoping. I mean, for the Dolphins, anything could happen. But, I mean, we talked about that 3-game stretch before the bye. I mean, dude, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Tampa, New England. I mean, maybe not so much New England, but at that point, you know, we'll have a good idea of who they are. But Cincinnati, man, they have continuously been a thorn in our side. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I mean, that's just a great franchise. And Tampa Bay, we got Baker Mayfield there. So can they? Sure. But if we're going into a 5-6, man, I'm scared. Like, I'd be scared, but could be the Dolphins, right? I was going to say 6-5, too. It's a little bit better, but
yeah, all right.
Still not the best. Still not the best start to the season.
I was hoping to see the second half of the season kind of ease up a little bit after the, you know, hard-ish start where you have Buffalo early, you know, you have a couple primetime games early, but it's going to be really up to the Dolphins, I think, to get off to a quick start. I don't think this is a year where the Dolphins can take a few weeks to figure things out because that second half of the season just feels a little tough. I was looking for some sort of break, but following the bye, you know, 3 games at home, 3 games on the road. At least, Josh, the one thing we can say, I mean, week 15 at Pittsburgh, that's a mid-December game, but I mean, week 18 at New England should be the quote-unquote coldest game of the year. Maybe it's that Pittsburgh game. So the Dolphins aren't going to be facing that brutal, brutal cold we've seen the last few years. But even with that said, I think you got to be a team that's really beating up on the easy teams early.
Yeah, I actually have written down here, the Miami's last victory at Pittsburgh was on December 8, 2013. So it's been a long, long time since the Dolphins won on the road. Dolphins have a 4-9 overall record on the road against the Steelers. So, and I say that, and the biggest game that continues to stick out for me against Steelers is that one where, like, everybody was waiting for Ricky Williams to come back, and it was like a slop fest, and he just got his shoulder stepped on. I think he was, like, out for the rest of the year. So I don't have any good memories of that Pittsburgh team. But, yeah, man, I felt like, you know, when you look at the schedule, it starts out, I feel pretty favorable as long as you can beat take care of some of those division guys. Then we get into that little bit of a, you know, rough stretch like we said before the bye. But those last few weeks, man, there's a lot of playoff implications on the line, right? And again, the Jets are going to be better than we expect, so I don't know how I'm feeling about that after the bye week, but that's why you get that late bye, so you can go in there, you know, refresh, retool, and hopefully come out looking like a different team than what we saw over the first few weeks.
Adam Schefter brought this up. I wanted to get your thoughts. 6 of the first 8 games for the Dolphins are against teams that did not make the playoffs last year. So you got the Chargers and the Bills as the only two teams that did make the playoffs. What are your thoughts about that, Josh? Just the idea that the Dolphins do have this kind of not easy get off, but an opportunity, especially when you think of how last year ended. The team was just flat out of answers. I kind of think that Houston game, Derek Stingley kind of just was freaking Bane, and the Dolphins just, you know, broke their back just over his knee single-handedly. What are your thoughts here about that early start and some opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the best way to put it, some opportunities, right? I mean, and you hear that, you know, they didn't make the playoffs, but I mean, neither did the Dolphins, right? So I don't know, you know, teams are probably looking at us every time they see the Dolphins on their schedule, and, you know, their first six, whatever amount of games, the Dolphins are also one of those teams. So we know it's the NFL, you know, it's such a, there's so much disparity, like one from one year to another, but it has to make you feel a little bit better about, you know, that start to the year. And again, you're looking at this list, like we can be full-blown homers on May 18th if we won. I could sit here and say, you know, they're going to, you know, rattle through those first, what, five games. Yeah, yeah, they'll start out 5-0 and, you know, we'll go undefeated. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know that I put too much stock into it. But, you know, hearing Schefter say it and hearing some of those other, you know, analysts who don't really have their heart in this or, you know, don't really care one way or the other, it has to give you a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a optimism. And the fact that they start out at 1.5 favorites on the road, I mean, that's going to go up right at some point, or it might go down depending on what happens. But that also has to give you a little bit of, you know, optimism for this season, hopefully being much different than what, you know, these last few years at least ended with, right? Because we had so much hope since 2023. That was the season where we really were like on cloud nine, right? Tua was just going ape. Yeah, and I mean, and that's the biggest thing about this. I mean, I don't want to harp on it too much, but you almost got to look at this thing and say, you know, okay, if Tua is healthy, you know, what would your schedule be? And then if he, you know, goes out in this game, and it just changes everything. And that's what so much of this season hinders on, is just Tua Tagovailoa's health. So, yeah, man, hearing that about those first few weeks this season can give you a little bit of hope, but I'm tired of hope, man. I want to see it.
We're done looking back.
Yeah, man. So.
Next week they'll post a picture of throwbacks or something.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like from the original team, like 1960, like they'll have someone from, yeah, I don't understand. I do not understand that part at all, man. We're not looking back, but here's the guy from the past.
So we're feeling a little queasy. We're Dolphin fans. That's kind of our job. But what I think's really interesting, Josh, for the second straight year, the Miami Dolphins have 5 primetime games. The NFL feels really good about the Miami Dolphins. Why do you think they're in a spot where, you know, last year they got 5 primetime games? Because the previous year, we're talking about 2023, you mentioned it, we were on cloud nine for a big portion of that season, had a chance to, you know, clinch the AFC number one overall seed at one point in time. Give them five primetime games. They're right there. They're in the hunt all year. However, last year, team goes 8-9. Why do you think they got 5 more primetime games?
Yeah, I mean, is it because there's so many Dolphin fans? I mean, I really don't know. I think the Dolphin, maybe they're just, you know, a gluttony for punishment, right? They might like us fans being able to sit through the entire day. And I think that's the hardest part about the primetime games, is sitting through the entire day, watching a pregame, and then just having them lay an egg. For me, I think, you know, maybe it's the matchups, right? You're looking at Buffalo. We know the Dolphins and the Bills. I mean, that's always going to be a good one. The Jets, they almost... I don't know what to say about the Jets. They're hoping the Jets are a different team. Baltimore, Washington. Washington's at, you know, 6th primetime game if we count that early morning one. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. So I guess when you're looking at them, they're all big-time AFC matchups that could have playoff implications against, you know, a Joe Burrow versus Tua Tagovailoa, you know, Lamar Jackson, Tua, things like that. So maybe that's it. But I also think, you know, for so many years, man, regardless of what the Dolphins do, it just seems like the fan base, you know, maybe not necessarily so in South Florida, but like all over the world, man, there are just so many Dolphin fans. So that probably plays a little bit into it. Maybe the fact that they realized the Dolphins, for lack of a better word, maybe underachieved last year, and they maybe are expecting them to be more like that 2023 team. And maybe they just want to see, you know, it all come crashing down on us, right? They want to see Tyreek Hill blow up on the sideline. They want to see if Mike McDaniel gets fired midseason, and if we have Anthony Weaver playing against his former team, Baltimore Ravens, as the head coach, you know? So maybe there's different things like that that they factor into this. But overall, I think, you know, anytime the Dolphins are on primetime, good or bad, people are going to watch it, and you're going to get a pretty good game out of it, hopefully, more times than not, right?
And two, it's a lot deeper than this, but Josh, 2023, Tua's available for all 17 games. Yes. 2 years ago. It was that short time ago, so that's another thing, too. I think if you got healthy Tua, I think the Dolphins are going to have a fighting chance in all these games, especially with the offense. Random thought. Do you remember that Odell Beckham Jr. was on the Dolphins at one point in time? Do you remember that was a thing?
Yeah, actually, every now and then people comment on the YouTube video like, this guy still got it. I'm like, what did you just see in this YouTube video I put together that makes you think he still got it? That's not what this is telling you.
Oh, man. People are down bad in early May, I'll tell you that. Josh, I don't want to go too deep into preseason games themselves here, but the Dolphins also released their preseason schedule. They're on the road against the Chicago Bears. They're on the road against the Detroit Lions. And then they're at home against Jacksonville. Since Mike McDaniel has taken over as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, they have really done the joint practices. They have really gone in and really taken advantage of those more than the preseason games. What I want to get your thoughts on here, the Chicago Bears, new head coach in the building, second-year quarterback in Caleb Williams. They also added a bunch of veteran offensive linemen. Detroit Lions, you got Dan Campbell biting kneecaps, you got the physicality of that team. How does those two matchups impact the Dolphins' culture in terms of getting ready for the season, in terms of, you know, that iron sharpens iron? Because, Josh, I don't know if you saw this, the Miami Dolphins draft class was by far the youngest in the entire NFL. And that includes two guys that are supposed to be big, mean, and physical in the trenches with first-round pick Kenneth Grant, fifth-round pick Jordan Phillips, who's, I think he's still 20 years old, and then Zeke Biggers in the seventh round. I look at those two opportunities as real interesting situations where we might be able to get a pulse on what those guys are going to mean for the Dolphins, especially in year one.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at this from a preseason perspective. I kind of forgot about the joint practices. I mean, that would be an absolute game changer, right? Ben Johnson, that offensive mastermind type guy, you know, having him and Mike McDaniel just going back and forth and having their offense and defense, you know, battle it out. I mean, I'm here for that. And then the Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell. I mean, what this team, you know, we hear they lack toughness. What better way to, you know, reinstill that toughness than to go head to head against the Detroit Lions and their kneecap biting defensive, you know, the players and things like that. So, yeah, I think those two, and nothing against the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? They're in there as well. So it depends on who the Dolphins do the joint practices with. But I'm praying now that you mentioned that, Jake, that at least the Detroit Lions are one of them. And then the Chicago Bears, because again, those are two, you know, for a lack of a better word, we've been calling Mike McDaniel an offensive mastermind. He was the quarterback whisperer. You know, the same things are being said about Ben Johnson. Let those two guys come together. You know, one's NFC, one's AFC. Let them put their minds together and let's just see what, you know, boils over from that. But the Detroit Lions one, I think if I had to pick any of these to have that, you know, joint practice to see the iron sharpens iron type thing, that would be it. So, and that's crazy, right? Because when Dan Campbell was our interim coach, I mean, we loved him, but every time there's an interim coach, you still want to go out there and get your own guy. In hindsight, man, dude, Dan Campbell is just that dude.
I don't know if he was ready at the time. I remember going to the Houston Texans game. Remember they had the 3-game stretch there right away where like the rah-rah, like, you know, biting kneecaps worked and the Dolphins were, they threw that shield that Joe Philbin had. They, you know, they snapped it in half. Oh my God, dude. But, and then right after that, it was like the chair was pulled out from under them. I think they got killed a couple games after that. I just don't know if Dan Campbell was ready. I see those, you know, posts on social media all the time, but I always have a hard time buying into it. And two, so like, I don't want to put too much stock into these because I think usually it's, you know, one, I remember what, dude, they did the joint practices with the Eagles in 2022 and they were kind of talking to each other like, oh, we're going to meet in the Super Bowl and that type of thing. And Tua doesn't get hurt, man. Maybe there's an opportunity for that, but there's some value in these, and I think Detroit, I think about Chicago, and then I think about the fact, man, I go back to Schefter saying 6 of the first 8 games are against teams that did not make the playoffs. You got to take advantage of those, and I see those two games, hopefully you're doing joint practices. I think McDaniel is talking about how he's, you know, more on top of players this year. I don't know what that means. I still think it goes back to last year. What more can you do outside of find them? I don't know how else he can do that, especially when it's failed in the past. Hoping it works out and hoping that those are good chances to change the culture, I should say.
Yeah, and I mean, back to the Dan Campbell thing, I think we can all agree he wasn't ready, and it would have felt, you know, the Dolphins would have egg on their face for that. But yeah, man, those preseason, those training camp battles, that's going to be really what, you know, gets this team ready to go for the regular season. So, man, I'm praying. And even Jacksonville, I mean, I kind of threw some shade at them, but they got some pieces. They're right. Let's see what Travis Hunter can do against Tyreek Hill and both, you know, whatever it is. So, I'm getting way too excited about preseason football in May when we're getting ready to, you know, have this huge long stretch of just uncertainty and a lot of nothingness.
OTAs begin on May 27th. Mandatory mini camps are June 10th through 12th. Josh, right in that range there, probably right after the OTAs begin, June 1st is when we might get some sort of or start to see some sort of resolution on a Jalen Ramsey trade. Where do you stand on those things? I know the Rams have been talking about they'd be open to bringing him back. Obviously, the Dolphins are going to have to absorb a big chunk of the money. I think they can kind of do it at this point. They any other additions they make, maybe another cornerback or two, they have the cap space. Where are you on the Jalen Ramsey news? Did you see, I think there was one report that mentioned that there's more suitors than originally expected, which could have just been Chris Greer talking. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was Schefter that came out with that. And it might have all went back to, I think, Armando Salguera, you know, former Miami Herald guy. He had written down like 6 teams that I believe were in talks with the Dolphins. Again, take everything with a grain of salt, but I think the Eagles were one of them, Falcons. I believe they were all NFC teams. So I do think it's eventually going to come to a, you know, it's a boiling point, right? I think Jalen Ramsey's pretty much out the door. It still baffles me that Chris Greer's, you know, wording was he getting, you know, moving off from Jalen Ramsey betters this team now and in the future, because I still do not understand that now part. But I do understand, you know, if there's just no resolution, why he has to be traded. I think Shefty said it could get done before post June 1st, but why, or before June 1st, but why would that even happen at this point, right? We've already known it was going to come after June 1st. So yeah, I think a trade will happen. Where it goes is still to be determined. I just hope that those rumors that a bunch of teams are interested is true, because then maybe, you know, what, that compensatory fourth or whatever, maybe you can get a third out of a team, you know, who's desperate and thinks that this is that, you know, one piece that could change everything. But no matter what, the Dolphins have to take on a brunt of that contract. And it's all sad when you just, again, look back at it, the fact that you brought in Ramsey, you paid him to be the highest paid cornerback, and 2 years later, he's on his way out, and you really have nothing to show for it.
I don't know if I can deal with listening to everyone if he goes to the Eagles, dude. I don't know if I can listen to that. Just the him and Fangio and just, oh, Mike McDaniel can't coach, which it might be true, but I don't want to listen to it all freaking summer, too. Like, they're in the prove-it year. I don't know if I can deal with that for another 2 months before the year starts.
And once he gets traded, though, then he's going to probably open up like a volcano, right, and just start erupting all the dirty laundry and stuff. I mean, was it Jordan Poyer? There was some interview with him where I see people saying that he was kind of bashing McDaniel. I didn't even bother to look at it because Jordan Poyer, you know, he's pretty much cooked at this point. But, yeah, man, Jalen Ramsey to Vic Fangio, that would we don't need the Eagles getting any better than they already are. Like, all my fans and friends and family, they're all Eagles fans, and they've had so much success, man, and they still complain about – not making a Super Bowl a year. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So we only wish we had half the success of the Eagles.
Final question, Josh. What's your game of the year?
Game of the year.
Or what's your favorite game on the schedule? We'll go with that.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with the Chargers. That's too cliche. I guess it got to be that. Were you going to say Baltimore? Because I think you got me hyped for that. All right, well, I'll do a different one then.
You can do Baltimore if you want.
No, let's go with Cincinnati on Sunday Night Football, it looks like, right? Cincinnati Week 16, Burrow, Tua. I mean, hopefully both those teams are playing for a AFC spot. That'll be the one. I was going to say Pittsburgh because I might try to go to that game, but that's to be determined.
Would weather impact? No, you don't care about the weather. You'd be there either way, right?
It's like I don't know. It's like a 5-hour drive. So if the weather was shitty, I'd probably be like, yo, if it's snowing or something, could there be? Yeah, December 15th. If it's snowing, I'd be like, yo, this ain't worth it. Will Howard versus, never mind. Not even going to say it.
Would you drive back that night?
I was going to hope. I have a friend who's a Steelers fan. So I was going to hope to just be like, yo, you trying to go and just let him drive and do all that stuff, do all the difficult stuff. But yeah, we probably stay. That's a good point. They have a lot of breweries up that way. So that would be another reason to go. But then in my luck, I'd be one of the few Dolphin fans there and, I'd be the one sad person leaving that stadium that night. So I do like just sitting back and watching games at home. Other than Baltimore, Jake, was there another one that stood out to you? I mean, I want to go to the Chargers every time because just the Chargers and the Bills. I mean, they're the Bills.
Washington, the first NFL game ever in Madrid is going to be cool. But I think that has less to do with facing Washington. I mean, don't get me wrong, dude. They were in the NFC Championship game last year. They were a great team. However, we have seen, as Dolphin fans, we know what it's like when a year one head coach really outperforms. And we know that consistency is a whole nother thing. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm not saying they're going to be bad, but, you just want to see more proof, right?
I did find it interesting that their only trip leaving the Eastern time zone was that Madrid game, right? They're in the Eastern time zone for the entire – and that's the first time since I think I'd written down 1990 that the team has played all their games in the Eastern time zone. So kind of wild.
Those little things – and this is May 18th talk, but those little things are why I want to hit the over. I think they're at 8.5. I think the over-under on the year is. I think I want to hit the over just because, like, they're going to be around that mark. And I think these little opportunities, like not a lot of brutally cold games, you're staying in that Eastern time zone. I think those are how you win in the margins.
Yeah.
And I love early when you're healthy. Sorry, go ahead.
No. Yeah, you're right. And the schedule kind of sets you up for that. I mean, we'd like to joke 8-1, right? Just because we like to joke about it. But yeah, man, I think last year, like I was a little bit pessimistic about, I don't remember what their over was last season, but 8 wins, man, I feel like they should eclipse that. But I'm saying that again in May, and so many things could happen between now and then that could shift it one way or the other. But 8 wins, man, that's achievable. 9, I guess, would be.
The one thing I'm really happy about is we did not give just general record predictions going week by week. It's fun to do in May, but I just thought there was no value. There are some interesting trends here. There are some interesting plots here with the Miami Dolphins schedule, and I hope we got to them all. Thank you all so much for listening to another Dolphins podcast. Hope you all have a wonderful week. We should be back later this week with a new show, so we'll talk to you soon. But until then, fins up.
Fins up.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat.
I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.